if we have
time,
like,
let people
call in and ask questions. But we only turn it on just so that we have it, so that we don't turn it on in the middle of the show as Mad Unprofessional. And then you, like, hear the fucking, oh, your show wasn't so, like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, check sound effects.
Sound effects, okay.
Oh, no!
Okay. Sound effects pretty good.
All right, so here's what I'm gonna do. All right, cool. You got to go?
Ready?
Yeah, let me just get my water thing and we'll go.
So when they're waiting in this lobby, can they see us? Or
no.
Do you have like a waiting screen?
No, it's like a waiting screen, yeah. That they can't see
good.
Us.
You can't see.
Maybe.
Until once it says here, live, and then it's counting, it won't be, they can't see anything. So this is all dead air right now.
I'm trying to see how my hair will look best in the headphones.
Yo, Chris, can you put it to camera 3 real quick? There you go. Now you can see how your hair looks.
How does that look? I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, it looks awful.
Wait,
let's
let me see.
Start the show.
I'm going to pull it through with my phone.
Look.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Let's do it.
All right, ready?
Let's go.
All right. Ready? What's up, guys? We are live. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, late night edition, after hours. Tonight, we're here with the lovely Kat.
Hi.
And we're gonna ask her a bunch of grilling questions. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the show. We're here with another Fresh and Fit Podcast, late night after hours edition.
Yes.
Guys, some quick announcement, housekeeping. Number one, patreon.com/freshfit, because this is definitely not going to be safe for YouTube. Number two, thank you for all the support. Don't like the comment on the video. Actually, just like the video. Okay, you don't got to comment. Just like it. And then on top of that, guys, the High Value Academy is out. We're going to teach you guys how to get attractive, dress, basically be able to become high value so you guys can get more attractive girls in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, no one wants to bang a bunch of whales. They want to get attractive women. And to get attractive girls in today's marketplace, guys, you actually have to have your shit together. Let's just keep it real, okay? You got to have your money right, fitness right, dress on point.
Can't be a bum.
Can't be disheveled. You got to look good, guys, feel good, and then the confidence will ooze, and you'll be able to get the higher caliber women. If you want to date ugly fat girls, cool. You could stay mediocre. But if you want to get bad chicks, I'd say, guys, hypergamy is a thing in women day up, so we're going to teach you guys how to become up. So with that said, no further ado, turn over to my man, Fresh.
There you go.
Yep.
So I had the pleasure of meeting Kat last night. Pretty cool vibe. Shout out to Something Lifestyle. We're in Miami.
Yeah, for real.
And so today I'm going to grill you with some questions, me and Myron.
Okay.
Be ready for it.
I'm ready.
You can tell she just like...
but before we start, right?
My brain's not even working. I'm on like 2 hours of sleep.
Tell the audience who Kat is.
Kat's from Jersey. I kind of just do my own thing and travel when I want, where I want. I work from home. I bartend and serve on the side, and I'm just trying to make it big.
Cool. What part of Jersey are you from, if you don't mind telling me?
Central Jersey.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Hey, it's right in the middle of everything. Airports, mountains, beaches.
Yeah, you're right there. You're like an hour and a half from the city?
No, I'm about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
On a good day.
Well, on a good day. But on a normal day, hour and a half?
About an hour.
Traffic? Okay.
But I avoid that. I'll leave before the traffic.
Okay, during the turnpike or what?
Yeah.
No, God, that's the worst. I remember driving through Jersey. It took me hours.
Are you from Jersey?
No, I grew up in Connecticut.
Oh,
which is even worse,
close.
But that's a whole other thing.
I hate Jersey.
Yeah.
I hate New York.
That's different. New York and Jersey are different.
It's
different
more,
animals.
It's boring. Anyhow.
Compared to this, yeah. Hi.
Okay, so first question of the day is, right, in order of top 1 to 3, what matters most in a guy for you? Looks, money, or status?
Ooh. I would say money.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Look,
keeping it
status.
Real. Okay.
Status doesn't matter to me. If you have the status but you don't have the money, what's the point?
Damn. Okay. Keeping it real.
The looks, I feel like I'm very attracted to somebody, but what keeps me hanging on is like our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all more deeper. So like, I feel like sometimes finances can help us have a better life, a better relationship, do more fun things, and that's what I'm looking for.
See?
I'm always just looking to have a good time. I like to go out. I work a lot. So when I'm not working, I want to make sure it's worth it.
See, it's funny because we tell guys all the time, right? For example, have a good lifestyle because guess what? It can attract people into your life. And lifestyle, you can actually, like, you know what I'm saying, do fun stuff other than be focused on worrying about money, worrying about what you could spend. So having that lifestyle can attract, like,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Yourself.
I mean, I want those similar interests. If I'm going to be with somebody, I want to make sure we have things in common. And I like to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of expect the same.
Wait, a girl that likes to spend money? Oh, my God. What? Oh, this is like a revelation. So you're 25, right?
I'll be 25 on the 15th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's 6 days.
Six days.
Birthday
right.
girl.
Cool. Cool.
Hey,
yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, boom. There you go.
Wait,
you have Valentine's?
You have Valentine's?
Day after.
No,
on
no.
the 15th.
Do you have a Valentine?
No.
Damn.
I know. Isn't that so sad?
No, no. Is it by choice or you just like...
I just think I don't make it easy.
Okay. Now I'm curious. Myron.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you're attractive, right?
Thank
Very
you.
Very good looking girl.
Thank you.
If I just say so myself. But, like, okay. How many guys are after you now, you would say? Like, in terms of, like, you got, like, all guys DMing you, like, yo, what's good?
I mean, honestly, since I've come to Miami, it's just been, like, I feel like I'm letting so many people down because I'm just trying to be nice and be a friend. I'm not a bitch.
Yeah.
So, like, I've only been here a week, and the amount of numbers and Instagrams I got and people trying to, I don't know, ask me to dinner. Like, I want to be nice, but.
Yeah.
So, hold on. In other words, you were getting a bunch of penis offerings.
About right.
It's funny because even last night, right? I could tell guys were like hitting on you and stuff, and you were like, "You were being nice." You was like,
"I'm just all
right.
a nice girl."
Right, right. Okay, let me ask you though. Since you've been here, have you felt anyone on a type of level?
No.
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 I could get that from you.
No,
you
I really very... haven't. I'm very particular. I mean, I'm very happy alone. Not
yeah.
to like be all boring.
Yeah.
But like I am, I'm very happy alone, and I'm kind of content. So it's just like if you're gonna be in my life, I need you to be a benefit.
I feel like you're more like a free spirit.
I'm definitely free spirited.
You go.
I don't really like to be told what to do either.
Boom.
Okay. That's a danger zone right there.
I mean, in relationships it's different, but like right now while I'm trying to achieve my goals and like
yeah.
do what I need to get done, like I got to tell myself what
Are
to
do. Are you Italian?
Yeah, half.
Okay. So you're saying that you don't like to be told what to do, but it depends if it's a relationship or whatever. So I guess in a relationship, do you think the man leads or the woman leads?
I like when the man leads.
Okay. Okay. I love how she said, I like when the man leads.
Because I feel like it could be different. If you have a submissive guy than a leading girl, you just need that balance.
Yeah. A guy that's submissive to a woman.
Stupid.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
That does not work.
If the woman leads, it's the end of the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I just want that power couple relationship, to be honest. So
Wait,
I'm
so,
not looking to be led. I'm not looking to be like a little sheeple that's going to have to follow and listen to what this guy's going to do. I mean, mm-hmm. if I'm making my own money, you're making your own money, we should be able to both have a say.
Okay, do you think men and women are equal?
Yes.
Okay, so... I
don't think they're treated equal, but I think they are. No?
So are you saying we're the same?
No, we look different.
Okay, we look different, but I mean, like, do you think it's because you're saying that, hey, it should be an equal partnership, right?
Yeah.
So that means that the woman has as much say as the man?
I would say.
Okay.
It depends, like, what the percentage of taking care of the other is.
Okay.
Like, if the guy's taking care of the girl,
yeah.
then, like, he should have say. Like, he's the one holding her down.
Okay, fair enough.
But if they're both bringing the same in, mm-hmm. shouldn't you both have enough say?
Well, let me ask you. Can you have two CEOs?
Fact. No.
You can't, right?
No.
So there you go.
There's always going to be one personality that takes over more.
Okay. Yo, hit her with the analogy.
I mean, you're going to really put me on the spot here, but okay. I was going to wait for later on until...
Okay, you know what?
But,
that's fine.
No, but, well...
No, let me hear it.
Cats out the bag now. So
cat out the bag.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Cat out the bag. No pun intended. And we're not talking about the other cat if you're watching right now, cat.
Fuck your cat.
Yeah. Oh, I still hate you, man.
Cat, I appreciate it.
I got my own cat now. One has his cat. I got my cat. So so here's the thing. My thing is this. I think men and women are very different. You're from Jersey, so I know you deal with Arabs as well, guys from the Middle East or North Africa. And my
I love Middle Eastern food.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I hate it, but that's another story. But my thing is this. I think that men and women are very different. And the reason why is because men, we are the leaders. Women follow. Men lead, women follow. And the thing is this. You're saying men and women are equal, right? Okay, so question. Hypothetically speaking, if me and you were in bed, right, and someone breaks in, right, would I look at you and say, hey, you know, I handled the last home invasion. You got this one. What would you say to me if I said that?
Okay, I'd be like, you're fucking
stupid.
Right? Exactly. So if I'm supposed to get up out of bed, put my life on the line and protect you, I shouldn't get any back talk if I say I want a sandwich or a coffee, right? I mean, like, is that a problem? I don't know. When I say this, the feminists get triggered, though. They're like, oh,
no,
you're
but
feminist.
I mean, like, honestly, it makes sense, like, if you're going to be holding it down like that. But,
yeah.
Like, if you're just, like, bottom-feeding loser and, like, you're not working or bringing anything in, then, like, you don't deserve to be telling me what
to
do.
Well, let's keep it real, though. You wouldn't even give a guy that's a loser like that a chance.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be in bed with him.
No.
Exactly. So if you're in a relationship with a guy and you guys are hooking up or sleeping together or in a relationship, you've already vetted him. He's already probably met some kind of requirements, correct?
Yeah.
So I think at that point, then, you know, he has a burn to protect you, right?
Yeah, any better.
Exactly. So that's why I say equality doesn't work. That's my thing. So anyway,
you gave me a whole new perspective. I really much appreciate it.
Really? Oh,
okay.
Man, that's rare. Hold on. Did I just like...
She admitted it.
Oh,
I'm very open-minded, and my mind is now open.
Nice.
Damn. Yo, the chat's going to love
chat.
Her now.
Super chats.
We got super chats? All right, go ahead, Chris.
Follow me at Kitty Crayo.
There
you go.
Two Cote, $5. Don DeMarco.
Okay.
Don DeMarco.
We have a lot of sound effects, Kat.
Yes, a very good one.
Yeah. I'm loving
the
it.
The chat's loving you, by the way.
Yeah, they're
I
very...
can't see what they're saying because I don't have my glasses on. But
me too. I'm blind as well. I can't see it either.
Well, I can see for you two bats.
Okay.
Anyhow, next question is, right, so for example, you kind of like alluded to this earlier, but what do you want in a man in terms of like standards? What must he have to meet your requirements, you would say?
I like very driven, passionate people. When they're just very passionate in something and motivated. I don't like lazy, staying in bed, laying in bed all day. That bothers me. It's just like I get anxious if I'm sitting still, very antsy. So I just expect that somebody's going to
do the same.
Yeah.
But you don't want a guy playing Xbox all day at home.
No.
Right.
No, because if I don't do that, I mean, I want to support you having different interests, but like I also want them to all kind of be in the direction of where I want our relationship to go.
So question.
And I feel like that's kind of just content.
Yeah. I got a quick question. If I had 1 million subscribers on YouTube, but I was fat and played NBA 2K for money, would you date me?
No.
Damn. Good. Chris, put up
boom.
Chris, but get a picture of those dorks, and we want to show Kat a picture of a picture of these guys.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, we're going to fire it up on the side. Chris will work on that.
Real quick.
All right. Oh yeah, don't worry. We actually hold on. We can show her on our phones.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah. We'll put you. It's fine. We'll show.
Super
we'll show
chat
a picture of
from MLD.
Oh,
says,
I can't even see it. Okay.
Blessings from the Supreme Leader.
Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate it, man. You got Don DeMarco
from Tokyo.
Don DeMarco.
All the way from Tokyo, Japan. Our John from our man John from Modern Life Dating, dude. Oh. John, thank you so much. And what else? Okay, yeah. So we're gonna pull up this picture real quick while I ask her the next question.
Yes.
Okay. So, we didn't finish this. So what do you want in a man as far as standards? Because you gave a very ambiguous, typical female answer.
True.
Oh, yeah, I want him to be nice and polite and all this other
I
stuff.
I said motivated.
Yeah,
nice and polite too, though.
Meanwhile, I don't think any of us are
stupid.
We know what you really want, so I just want to hear it. Height?
I'm telling you, like, looks just aren't it for me.
Okay, well, what's the height?
Average.
What do you want him to be? How tall?
Six.
Six? Okay, at least you admit it. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, how much money does he got to earn? Per year?
Oh, over two.
Over 200,000.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Does he have to be in good physical shape, like abs?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So over 6 feet tall, over $200,000 a year, and good physical shape, abs, etc.
Conversationalist.
Conversationalist as well.
Oh, what is that?
Do you know these guys? Are these guys attractive?
Oh my God! What is that?
With either of these gentlemen?
I would speak with them.
No,
sleep with them.
Sleep.
No.
No? Okay.
Okay.
Guys,
so
I think we have it.
So they dissed us, right? Saying, oh, we don't get girls, we're lying, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, bro, who's talking this smack? We pull up the video. Is these two dweebs?
Get
I'm like,
the fuck
bro.
Out of
yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Facts.
So get this, right?
Come on, they probably get mad girls.
Yo. But it's funny because like people like that have like a lot of subscribers on YouTube. They think they're the shit.
Yeah.
But no, but they are the shit. They're shit.
Yeah, exactly. And for people, I just want to address this real quick to the haters. Yo, guys, you guys got to understand that these guys have YouTube clout, but we've been on national news multiple times.
Yep.
We had The Real talk about us. We went viral on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere else. So these guys attacked us for a reason.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
And we're new on YouTube, guys. We just got in the
October.
YouTube game. We just started doing this podcast in October, guys, and we're already at 22,000 subs. Thanks to you fucking guys. Thank you for that.
For real,
way.
Guys.
So,
guys,
just
by the way,
22K subs.
If you like the content, like, comment,
and subscribe
to the
please.
Channel.
Yeah, guys.
30K by June?
Tomorrow.
No, 30K. Yeah, there we go.
See,
bang.
I like that.
Bang, bang.
But tomorrow. Bro.
So, guys, thank you for supporting. Go ahead. Yeah. Super chat. Go ahead, Chris.
These names, the later become
and,
tonight. Enfant Des Ores.
Osiris.
I am not Osiris.
Yeah.
Hey, Fresh and Fit, it shows great as always. What can I say to strengthen my grip? I'm trying to have a higher deadlift and bench without having wrist pain.
Go ahead,
guys,
get
the course.
Go ahead and get some Versa grips, but get the course because I break this down.
How to do them properly.
In our course, the High Value Academy, where we're going to teach you guys how to work out everything, guys.
Yeah.
Because, look, here, you know what? We did not tell her what she likes in a man, guys.
Yeah, we didn't.
We literally, I just asked Kat, what does she like in a man? $200,000 a year, over 6 feet tall, abs, conversationalist. She's not even done. She's still got more things that she wants in a guy. Well, you know what I mean?
It's a wrap.
So,
see,
guys, I'm trying to tell
you.
You
all the time what girls want, and we're giving you the sauce to be like, oh, no, I want ketchup instead. Nigga, take the sauce. It's free.
Yo, so, guys, the reality is this, man. I always say it. We know here in the manosphere, right, that women are delusional and they want crazy high standards because I'm going to have a little bit of fun with Kat here and ask her about her standards. But, guys, this is what women want.
Yep.
Watch Kevin Samuels. Watch us. You ask the women, what do you want in a guy? Guys, even though what they want is a 1% of men, that's what they want, guys. They're all chasing the top guys. So you got to get into that top 20, preferably 10%. Actually, you know what? That brings me to my next question. What, we got another super chat?
Yeah, two of them.
All right.
Jared Robert, $5. Consideration for trust fund kids?
Oh, would you date a guy that's a trust fund baby?
If he has a good brain.
Okay.
All right. Next one, Chris.
Derasu Kote, $10. Fresh, I have been wearing your connection of
Infinity. Man, Chris is fucking
man, you
fucked
can't,
up,
bro.
Man.
Bro,
nigga.
Hold on.
Right, no.
Can I use your glasses or something?
Fresh, I've been wearing your recommendation of Evictus Legend for the last couple of weeks, and the ladies at work have been loving it. Thank you for the recommendation.
Guys, I can't say enough.
That's one of our colognes that we suggested. Get on the Patreon.
How good cologne works. Legit. When a girl tells you...
You could be as ugly as anything and smell good.
Yo.
And it's hot.
When a girl tells you, like, you smell good, bro, you're winning, okay? You're winning.
Chad, it's hard to read sideways, okay?
So,
can you see?
Can you still see? Or your vision is that bad?
Oh, she looks hot with the glasses, bro. I'm not going to lie.
I wear a lot of glasses. I should have bought them.
Okay. Cool. So, cool. All right. All right. So, going back to what I was going to ask. So, you have these standards, right?
Yeah.
6 feet tall. What else did you have besides conversationalists?
Ambitious?
No, empathetic.
Empathetic. Okay. So, question. What percentage of men are over 6 feet tall?
All right. Do you have the real answer?
Yes. Possibly. Maybe.
Jerry knows.
I'm just going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
18%.
You're actually very close. 15%.
Wow.
So what percentage of let's say this. What percentage of Americans earn $100,000 a year or more?
15%.
Not a trick question.
15%.
No, 10%.
That's so close.
So not that bad, but let's make more fun with that, right? So that's all Americans. That's women, men, married men, lesbians, gay dudes, everything. So what percentage of men do you think make over $100,000 a year and are over 6 feet tall? Very small, right?
Yeah.
And not only do you want $100,000, you want $200,000 a year.
Or more.
So we know $450,000 is the top 1%. So $200,000 is probably right around the top 3% or top 2%. So the guy that you're looking for is literally like a top 1% guy.
But I'm a dime in a dozen too, so
okay.
He should be.
So that brings me to my next question. So what do you bring to the table since you want all these things in a man?
Damn, I mean, I bring everything I said. I'm a very empathetic person.
Okay.
I'm generous. I'm nice.
Okay.
I'm like very genuine.
So these things are all subjective, though.
They are subjective.
So can you give me some concrete, tangible traits?
Damn. What about gifts? Like me giving gifts?
Okay. What kind of gifts?
I'm a big surprise person.
Surprise.
Paper dinners.
Pretend I'm your fake boyfriend. What would you get me for a gift?
Probably like, well, you live in Miami.
Yeah.
We're in Jersey, so I would pick out a nice Fendi scarf.
Nope.
Good dinner.
Nope.
Get the fuck out. Are you a sports guy?
Chat's asking, can you cook or clean?
Sorry.
The chat is asking, Kat, can you cook or clean?
Yeah, I cook a lot of vegan, though. You won't like me.
Are you a vegan?
I'm a vegetarian.
Okay. All right.
But I only cook vegan.
You only cook vegan. Okay. All right. That's fine. I mean, okay. I don't knock people for their diet if they do it for humanitarian reasons. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to kill animals and stuff. Cool.
Yeah.
So you can cook, but can you clean?
Of course. I'm very particular.
Okay. Good, good, good. All right. So anything else that you bring to the table that is a little bit more tangible? If I got to be 6 feet and make over $200,000 a year, I hope I get a good ROI on this.
I always like to look nice.
Okay.
I'm just a good partner for your shoulder.
Okay.
Arm piece.
Be there for you.
Eye candy.
Okay. All
right. Good body.
Okay.
Some style.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And how tall are you?
5 foot.
Okay, so
all right. Starless 49.
Dude. Yo, shout out to Cameron being a good sport, guys.
Awesome.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I've been learning for a few years, also learning Spanish and English as children of Osiris.
Guys, by the way, right now
my name is in French.
Guys, don't make fun of Chris for not being able to read. He's drunk off his mind right now.
Listen,
okay, guys,
yeah, he's a little bit lit.
He's a little lit right now.
A little bit lit, but it's cool.
So because I know people, Chris, can you read, bro? It's like, no, guys, he's pretty lit. He's had some Patron, vodka, and some more Patron.
Okay, next question.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, we're good.
Yep.
By the way, what's your Instagram, Kat?
Kitty Correo.
How
Kitty and then my last name. KittyCorro.
Are you sure you want to drop it? Because you might get dick pics.
Actually,
K-O.
I think they already found her because they're saying she's thicker than a Snicker.
Okay.
I'm like, how do you know that? Plus our Instagram.
Hey, okay.
Our fans are all.
You guys are fast.
Yeah, they're fast.
Very fast.
Don't send dick pics, guys. Please.
Girls don't like that.
Don't message the girls that we bring on the show and ask stupid questions, guys. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, girls really don't.
Okay,
like
next
that.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to have kids or get married?
Definitely married. Mm-hmm. I want that, like, partner. You know, I want to grow old with somebody.
Yeah.
Kids, I don't know. I'm very selfish right now. That's a hard question for me to answer.
Oh, who did that? That wasn't me.
I guess I'm having kids tomorrow.
There you go.
There we go, guys. I'll make it happen. No, I'm just kidding. But go ahead, Fresh.
No, because we had like a top YouTuber here talk about relationships, like, you know, how girls like evolve, and at certain points, certain ages, they want different things.
Yeah.
So for example, when they're like 20, 21, they want to have fun, get lit, you know, enjoy life, which is understandable. Or only like between 20 and 30, they're like, you know what, I want to settle down, have kids. And each level of stage of life kind of like gives them different perspectives. So now you're going to be 25 in like 5 days, but for example, like you think you're going to feel the same way when you're 30?
No, but
yeah,
that's what I mean. I just feel like things are going to change, especially if I find somebody that I want to have them with. But right now, it's just not something I think about. But I think I could raise a good child. I have good morals, you know, so I feel like I'd raise a strong person.
Okay.
Make a good civilian.
Okay. Mark, civilian.
Okay. Hopefully, they'll be over 5 feet tall. So,
probably not.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh,
go for it.
Okay, I got a crazy. Okay. Fresh always turns the questions over to me, by the way, when it's about to get crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
Spicy.
What's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
An airplane.
Oh, you're part of the Mile High
Frequent Flyer. Shout out to James.
James, Frequent Flyer over here. So we got James in the house, the pilot right here, multimillionaire pilot. All right.
Is it a felony?
It is technically a felony, right? Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I thought. After it happened, someone said it was a felony, and I was just like, wow.
Well, even if you touch like a flight attendant, it's a felony automatically.
I didn't have sex with a flight attendant.
No, I'm saying if you touch one, like if you're like, hey, I said no cheese, and you like shove them. That's a felony. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. Everything in the air, and it's federal. Yeah. If you hit the airplane, guys, don't do anything stupid on a plane. Okay.
Wow.
Because as soon as you guys do something dumb on a plane, it's federal. And a
red pill, Mike.
Yeah, but I also didn't know at the time, and it just. happened. Like, literally everything fell into place for it to happen.
Nice. Was there it in the go. Bathroom?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all
right. I was just doing it right out on the seat.
No, I don't know. It was like a private jet or something. I don't know.
No. It was on the way to Italy, actually.
Okay.
There you go.
So
we had a lot of time.
So an Italian on the way to Italy banging in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Freaking flyer.
Was the Italian sink?
Italian sink?
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. Like Italian
you lost
marble.
Me.
Okay. Never mind.
That joke sunk.
Okay. No, my jokes are not. All right. So next question. So it was on
super
a plane,
chats.
Craziest place.
Oh,
yeah.
Super chats.
All right. Go ahead.
But why do we make a list of 40 requirements when if she?
Hold on,
Chris, stop, bro.
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
Red Pill Mike, $5 says, why do women make a list of 40 requirements when if he does not have looks, money, status, or game?
Damn, you niggas are all done.
All right, let me do it. I don't even
relevant.
Have my glasses on.
I just read it.
All right, he did read it.
So he's saying if he doesn't have looks, money, status, or game, the other 36 are pretty much irrelevant. So he's basically saying, like, why do you have so many requirements for a guy that has to have all this stuff together? Where's
life
your
life I want?
Huh?
The life I want.
You got to talk into the mic, baby.
It's the life I want.
The life
okay.
You want. Okay.
Yo, chat. This cool. Wide screen is really wide.
No, okay. He's just lit.
Ricky Webster.
Okay, Ricky Webster. Guys, this show is where it's at. What an awesome and informative show. Earlier to the lovely lady, you have a great smile. Definitely join a Patreon French toast.
Thank you.
Oh wow.
Props do. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you for that, Ricky Webster.
Yeah, he's a supporter.
Oh, yeah. And he's a saint, too. Shout out to Saint, the sinner, man.
Shout out to
all
the saints.
The saint.
The saint.
And the sinner.
Yo, shout out to the saints that support us, man.
Let's get it.
This is from a pimp.
From a pimp. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
We're done? Okay, cool. Next question. Let's see here.
Get out my notepad.
Yeah, I like to write my stuff down. I keep it old school. Would you ever want a sugar daddy, and do you have one?
I do not have one.
You don't? Would you ever want one?
I have had one before.
What was it like? How was it?
It was very transactional.
Mm.
And I was actually looking for something that was going to be like more relationship. Like I wanted to
enjoy. You wanted a rich boyfriend.
I just wanted to enjoy the company and possibly have a mentor, get a mentor out of it and just have good conversation, but.
So just for the girls, out here that are trying to learn how to do this, and also to educate the men. So what was he giving you an allowance? Was he giving you what was the benefit that he was giving you?
It was just some trips.
Free trips, okay.
Yeah, trips, but like quick, like Vegas, AC.
Yeah. Italy.
Extra money on my birthday.
Italy.
Some shopping.
Did you guys go to Italy? Oh, so this was not okay. This was not him.
It was super short term.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Lasted like 2 months, maybe.
How old was he?
51.
No, I mean, that's not old. That's not old.
There's some hot 51-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but.
I mean, look.
Oh, women like older men.
I'm very attracted
to
older men.
Yeah,
I only date older men.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing.
James,
there you go.
James.
But the thing is that, like I think. Because here's the thing, man. Let's keep it real. Men get shamed for wanting to date younger women, and women get shamed for wanting to date older men.
Yeah.
And here's the reality, bro. I always say this, man. Guys, reality is sexist, okay? I'm going to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Reality is sexist. Women like guys that are older and make money, and men like girls that are young and attractive, and we don't give a fuck how much money they make.
Yep.
That's the reality. That's why men become powerful and make a lot of money, and they date 21-year-olds that make $10,000 a year at McDonald's. Because
McDonald's.
You don't care about a woman's earning potential.
You don't care.
But women care a lot about a man's earning potential, right? And like his age and maturity, everything like that. And women know deep down, like it takes a man time to become attractive. So
now look, girls attract guys with their body.
Yeah.
Guys attract girls with their lifestyle.
Bang, bang.
That's what it really is, man.
Dude, shooting shots, man. Speaking nothing but
Kyle, one.
Super chat.
Fresh or Myron.
Okay, what if a guy is 5'10", but has the genes for 6', but was stunted from a teen vitamin D deficiency coupled with not eating enough looks or genes? Bro, hold on. This nigga asking this kind of question.
I'm lost.
Bro.
Bye.
Yo.
No, but
Yo.
Kyle, let me answer that for you. I'll keep it real, bro. Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Girls don't care about your struggles.
Yeah,
my
they
friend.
Don't. They don't.
They only care about what's in front of them at that time. She ain't going to sit there and listen to your fucking sob story of you like, oh,
my God. How could you?
stop, bro. Just
why are you so short?
Like, women don't give a fuck about your struggles, bro. Like, they'll sit there and say, oh, it's okay, and pat you on the back, but her vagina's drying up, bro, because girls don't give a fuck about your problems, guys. That's why I tell you guys all the time. Never tell a girl about your financial issues, your dating problems. You know, don't even have platonic female friends. And I know Kat's probably going to disagree with me on that. But chicks aren't equipped to handle your life. Do you have male friends?
Hold on. Yeah. Kat, let me ask you. If a guy told you all his problems, would that be a turn on or turn off?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
If a guy you met, right, that you liked, told you all his problems, right, like, oh, work is hard, I'm struggling, would that turn you off or turn you on?
If it were me in a relationship and he's being vulnerable to me, it wouldn't bother me. But like if it's a first date.
It wouldn't bother you?
If it's a first date, like I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah. But if you.
But like if I'm like involved with you, like I want to hear about your problems. But I don't want to have to get to know you like
that.
That
was a lie.
Okay.
I'm going to go jump off the balcony.
So, okay. Well, all right. Please don't do that. Do it from another unit so I'm not like liable.
Oh, shit.
So, okay. Question for you, Kat. Guys, if you guys like Kat, give us some ones in the chat and say thank you to Kat for coming on the show, being a good,
sport. Yes, she's a great sport.
Because we've had girls here that you guys didn't see it on air, but I kicked the chick out here when Rolo was here, guys.
She's still here right now. So,
was it fucking Kat? Fuck you, Kat.
Hold on. I'm on the verge of kicking her out.
Hold on.
And for people that don't know, that's Preston's Canadian girl.
Kat is cool people, man. You feel me?
Yo, Kat.
She's bringing home the paper. You feel me?
What?
So don't.
Yeah, she's cool, pretty cool.
Yeah. They're giving Kat love in the chat.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I wish I could see you, but I can't.
Yeah.
Ray Lamont.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
Okay. Ray Lamont, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got it. We got a question for you.
Has she been
Kat.
With two men at the same time? And if not, she's willing to do so?
Damn. I just feel bad for my family right now.
Why?
So the question was, have I been with two men at one time? Yes, I have.
Hey.
Okay, cool.
She belongs to the street.
Just kidding.
Wait, okay. How was it?
Though? I had to know it.
I didn't really enjoy it. But that was the only time I was with two guys. And, I mean, I'm just a very, like, passionate. I feed off of chemistry, and there's no chemistry when it's like that.
Yeah, it was.
It's
kind
of just like a show. Like they're like laughing at each other, thinking it's cool, and I'm just like, this is not it.
Well, the people want to know: did they do an Eiffel Tower?
No.
Okay, you wouldn't let them. You're like,
no, I stopped it. Like there was, I was just like, I can't take this anymore. Because then I turn around, and the one guy's taking a video, and I'm like, absolutely not.
Shit. Real quick, let me tell you guys something in the chat that anybody that's listening. In many states, it is illegal and a felony to record a girl during sexual encounters, bro. So all I'm going to tell you guys is don't be an idiot, man, to get the consent, bro. Don't record her without telling her, bro, because I'm telling you, if that comes out, you can get in trouble for voyeurism. It is a felony in a lot of states, man. You need consent.
Tell her that you do OnlyFans.
Yeah, anyhow, there you go. Bam. There you go. Tell her it's OnlyFans and make it legal, baby. Make money off it.
Colonel Sanders, $10, says, been high since yesterday, LOL. Kat, have you ever been to Dubai?
Oh, wow.
I have Tough not. Question. I want to go to Dubai so bad.
Yo, okay. Me too. Me too.
I really do.
Only thing is, nobody's going to pay for me.
Facts.
All right.
All right,
bro.
This is a good connect right here.
Hey, James. Shout out to James. I'm going to give him a Don DeMarco on the way out.
By the way, James is a successful older guy. Hope you got his info.
Get his Instagram.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, James. Okay. Cool. So, all right. So you didn't like it then, I guess.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. So no. It was like, let me try it. This is trash.
Yeah, it was. But I've been with a girl and a guy, and I like that much better.
Okay. Fair enough.
Wait, so are you bi?
I wouldn't say I'm bi, but I'm just like always looking for a good time.
Okay.
But I'm not like sexual like that, where I'm just gonna like fuck mad strangers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like if I'm wasted and a girl's giving me an opportunity, then if she's hot, I'll take it.
Okay, fair enough.
Cool.
So I just out of curiosity, because I know the people are going to ask, were these two individuals rappers or athletes or like some kind of like crazy clout? Regular guys? Was in college?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. It was probably about 6 years ago now.
Okay, so it was in college?
No, it was less than that. It was probably like 4 years ago.
God, were you in school at the time or?
Yeah, I graduated in 2018.
Okay. Where'd you do your undergrad?
Rutgers.
Oh, God.
Womp womp. I hated school.
Yeah, nah. Okay. What'd you major in?
Sport management.
Okay.
I just chose something to get out of there quick.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it.
Because I was just like, I need to do other things, and working a 9-to-5 is not it.
Do you work in sports management now? Something to do with that?
No. I serve and bartend, and I have a wholesale distribution business.
Okay. Okay. What do you, like, sell?
I have no particular niche. It's all wholesale branded inventory, so anything that could be, like, sporting goods,
okay,
gourmet foods, toiletries, anything that you have around your house, anything right, that's wholesale that
okay,
I could buy and
okay,
make a profit on it.
So,
and I sell
right,
on Amazon.
So, okay, so you buy the product in bulk, then you turn around and you resell it for a profit online.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, all right. There you
okay,
go, man. That's my entrepreneurship right there.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Intuitive. So, Super Chat here, Colonel Sanders says chicken.
$5.
I don't know.
Oh, Colonel Sanders. Okay, MC, you're giving us drumsticks.
He's dropshipping me some chicken.
Yeah, dropshipping some chicken nuts. Thank you, Colonel Sanders.
Thank you, brother.
So, these names have me dead, bro.
Next question.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Drum roll, please.
Okay. Let me.
So, in this space, right, there's a lot of talk about single mothers. Should a guy date a single mother? Is it worth it for a young guy on his way up to date a woman with kids? Well, let me ask you. Would you, Kat, date a guy with kids?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, if he's still a good time and likes to go out, but if he's very, like, I mean, I want, if he has a child, I want him to family oriented, but, like,
mm-hmm,
I also want attention on me, too.
That's gonna be tough.
I think it would be hard.
Yeah.
I think it would be really hard.
Because
I'd prefer not to. But
yeah,
never say never.
Yeah. No, but think about it, though. His kid come first, and then the baby mama isn't going to like you. So you got that drama going on. And let's be honest here, right? I did a girl with kids. That was horrible.
You married a girl with kids.
Is that why this conversation came up?
No. It's just like in our space, like, think about this, right? Most girls you meet, what do they have? Kids. At a young age, or for example, you know, they met this guy, they fell in love, and then it didn't work out. So now they're a single mom, which to me isn't always their fault, but it just happens. So when a guy comes to the marketplace for dating, it's kind of, yo, who do I chill with? And let's be honest, the ones that are most easiest are single moms. So it's natural for a guy to meet a single mom whenever he goes dating. But I'm just saying, for example, for you as a girl, why would you choose a guy with kids?
Raise another woman's kid, I guess.
And you can get a guy that's no kids and then, you know, living life.
Yeah, that would be a lot for me to handle.
Right.
But if it's right, it's right.
Fair enough.
Wait, pause. Guys, we had 444 viewers, 144 likes.
Bro, oh, hell nah.
We did three shows today. Three shows.
Three shows.
You guys can
It's kind of fucked up.
Guys,
it's like the video. Come on.
Sub to the channel too, guys. Those
it's 140
watch.
Yeah,
in
a lot
Miami.
Of you guys are, yo, a lot of you guys are ninja watchers.
Shadow watchers.
Man. You guys watch it. You don't like, you don't comment, you don't subscribe.
Like
the shit, because Playback is probably going to try to get
the
us
the hardest
platform
working podcast
in the world.
Facts. We're number one in Miami. That's
Miami.
A fact.
That's a fact.
We've been checking. Ain't no other podcast in Miami that's popping.
None.
We already got Kiki Clout. We're going to have – guys, if you want Kiki Clout on the show tomorrow night, let me know. I was talking to her earlier.
Yes, I called her.
She wants to come back on the show.
Brody's got
Kiki,
it.
We need you, Kiki. We need you on the show
Kiki
again.
Kiki is pretty much going to be a resident co-panelist on the show.
Yes.
Facts. She's very
She keeps
cool.
it very real in the porn industry.
Guys, yes. B-Boy number one, $2. Thank you guys for content. Holla.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
B-Boy,
appreciate you.
Number one.
Titties.
Yeah,
her titties are beautiful.
Yeah, she's a porn star. And she flashed us on the stream.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Kat? You should like miss
she's
your
got
flight.
A body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Kat, you know what? You should come in to miss your flight because New Jersey sucks. Come in with Kiki Clout.
I wish I
show.
Could. Oh, Kiki.
It's coming tomorrow.
It's coming tomorrow.
Yeah, you can kiss her tomorrow. Okay. okay. So
I'll take a minute in the bathroom.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. What's the next question?
No.
All right, I got this. Fresh, so, did you finish the point about?
Yes.
Okay, so you wouldn't date a single dad, or you would?
God,
if he was 6 feet tall and 200,000.
Why don't I have a yes or no answer for anything?
Well,
I'm just
you're
gonna
a woman.
Go no.
Okay, no.
You're
okay.
Right. I'm gonna stop being indecisive. No, I would not date.
Oh my God, a woman that's indecisive, amazing. No, I'm just kidding. okay, have you ever flaked on a date?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to hit that the lie detector determined. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, why did you flake on a date? Can you tell the people why you flake on dates?
Because sometimes the person's so nice and it's so hard to, like, get them to pick your hint up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you try hinting, and they're just not getting the hint. But it didn't go to the severity where they were waiting there for me, and I left them fucking sitting at a table alone. Like, it was more of just, like, me not answering right before the date were to happen.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. But see, Kat,
oh, damn. Yo, Kat, so he actually he definitely does go to the table and wait.
Funny?
No.
Kat is very nice, right? So it can be conceived as, like, flirting with you, but she's really nice.
Yeah,
so
it's hard.
I realized that about her.
God,
yeah.
Let me be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I'm going to see, I know, as you guys know, I like to peel back the layer a little bit. Kat probably hates me right now, but I got to ask tough questions.
I know, this is hard for me.
I know. That's what she said. But anyway, so I'll say this. So you've flaked on guys. So what are the top three reasons you flake on men? Help the guys out here.
Too much, too obsessive.
Okay, too obsessive.
Yeah, like I don't want to move fast.
Okay, like they're texting you too much or what?
Yeah, just like blowing my phone up.
Oh, guys!
What do we say all the time?
What do we tell you niggas all the time? Don't text her all day. If you want to talk to her, maybe a 20-minute phone call. That's it. Set the date.
FaceTime.
That's it.
You're done.
20-minute phone calls asking a lot though. Like if I don't know you like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying that.
What about like a FaceTime though? You vibe in.
I only FaceTime with people I'm close with.
Okay. So listen, hold on. Because she's pointing through the lens of a guy that she's not attracted to like that.
Okay.
You talk to a guy, right? Let's say you meet him on a website or on Tinder or Bumble, and he's actually attractive. You actually find him physically attractive. And you do see yourself going on a date with this guy,
mm-hmm.
right? He reaches the, I guess, the looks threshold. It is far better for him. What you tell me. Do you want him texting you the whole time? Or doing a short phone call with you. Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Even 10 to 15 minutes. Done. And then you guys set a date.
No, text.
Text?
Yes.
Okay, guys. This is
the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Oh,
so you'd rather go back and forth with them on text?
Yeah.
Okay. Question. You think men and women could be friends, right?
Yeah.
Platonically?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I were to tell you hypothetically to text one of your male friends and say, hey, I'm horny right now, what do you think would happen?
Honestly, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it, guys.
Let's do it.
Only on the Fresh and Fit podcast.
He's going to be like, what the fuck are you texting me that for? Or it's going to go one of two ways. Or he's just going to go along with it and be like, come over and fuck.
Okay.
But it would be a joke.
Here's the question. Hey. Have you guys had sex before, though?
Never.
Has he tried to have sex with you?
Never.
Never?
Is he gay?
No.
Okay, send a message. Let's see it.
Meanwhile, super chats.
We want to
see.
I love it.
C-square.
$5 sticker. Thank you very much, C-square.
Shout out to Don DeMarco.
Hey,
Don
DeMarco.
DeMarco.
I will play the Don DeMarco.
Yo, what the hell, bro?
Guys, Don DeMarco.
Screen. I got you to reach.
Okay.
Don DeMarco, $5.
Tell
Kat. My platonic friend, Kevin Meller. You want to check
put that on the camera.
Go send it for me.
Hold on. Put on the camera, Kat. Put it right here. Look at this. Show it to this camera.
Okay.
Okay. Raise it
Are
up.
Myron, do it.
Yeah,
Myron.
They'll see it.
Myron, do it.
I'll see it.
You can send there you it go. For me.
And then we're going to hit send.
Okay.
Tap the screen.
Hello.
Make sure
it focuses. Read what she said beforehand, though, Fresh. Like personally, because like, it could be like some.
Okay.
All right. So uphold. All right, chat. All right. Hotel tonight. Oh, hotel tonight. Okay. Well, thank you. Perfect. Hotel uphold. Okay. Hey.
Now we wait.
Stop moving the camera for us. Come on, man. Ask your ass fingers. All right. Hey, I'm horny tonight. Oh, okay. I'm perfect. Thank you so much.
You read it.
Okay.
All right. He read instantly, guys.
Okay, guys. Right, here we
I'm
go.
I'm flattered.
Hold on. Do I see the little bubbles coming?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
What is he saying?
Hey, what's he saying?
I'm flattered, guys.
No, tell him. Tell him.
Stop moving. Sorry, Don DeMarco, but this has to go away.
Tell him. No, I'm horny for real, though. What are you doing?
No. Pause. Like, just don't answer him because, like, he will double text.
You think he'll double text?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
He's a guy. All right, so
we'll come back to it.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
see this side of him.
Okay.
Oh, he's right. Double texting.
All right, so I told you.
What did he say?
Hold on.
Wait. Fresh, do it again.
I need water.
He needs water. Yo.
Hey,
what did he say?
Chat.
Help.
All right, wait. Chat. All right.
It's coming.
All right. So, hold on. Right. Can you please read the chats?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Guys, super chats, chill out for a second.
No.
Wait,
what the fuck did he say?
He's still typing.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
Derek Moose gets 10 bucks. What are thoughts about Queen 7, Fog of Shadow, Sharp Beard, Lose It.
Okay, but 1,000 miles is a lot of miles, LOL. So tell him no, I'm back in Jersey.
He lives.
All right, this needs to stop.
I got in Miami.
He said, you're 1,000 miles away because he knows you're in Miami. But if you told him, actually, I'm in Jersey, he would tell you come over.
It's getting hot.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Do it, Kat.
But I'm in Jersey.
Yeah, tell him I'm in Jersey.
Yo, Kat is so awesome.
Hey,
yeah, shout out to Kat.
Do it.
On
screen, you get
so. Do it.
Yo.
Only on the Fresh and Fit podcast.
Only on the Fresh and Fit podcast.
There we go.
He ain't gonna see it.
There we go.
This is going on Patreon.
Oh my God, can we end this?
Unless he gets on Patreon.
He's hot.
Okay, so we got a couple super chats. Let's read these super chats real fast.
I don't know. I can't focus right now. All right.
Like, I just feel his brain thinking.
Yeah.
He's definitely thinking.
He's like, I want to say the right thing.
And his little brain.
Listen,
too.
Just blame it on, say, hey, one of my friends got
blame
my phone.
Blame it on the Jews.
All right, what's your thoughts on? Okay, so we got.
Okay, can I text them, say, don't respond?
No. Leave it for like 10 minutes.
No.
Just let it sit for 10 minutes.
I can't let
him. He will quadruple text you.
Don't worry.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
And then all you got to say to absolve yourself of responsibility, just tell him, hey, one of my friends typed that to you. I'm sorry. Bam.
Boom.
Easy.
You good? Yeah.
I'm going to send him this podcast.
Oh, you could if you want.
Okay.
He's got to get on Patreon, though. Patreon.com. Okay, what's your thoughts on Clean Shaven, 5 o'clock shadow?
I should have picked somebody else.
So, okay, question for you. Kat, what's your thoughts on a Clean Shaven, 5 o'clock shadow, short beards, long beard? Also, hit the like button to 300 plus so Fresh does not lose it.
There you go.
That was a lot of questions.
That was. All right. So, first question, what do you think on a 5 o'clock shadow, long beard, short beard?
Yeah.
I prefer not a clean shaven face. I like a little bit of facial hair.
Okay.
But there's certain facial hair that like makes me get hives. Like for some reason, like white Irish boys, when they like kiss me cheek to cheek, if I'm saying hi or bye to someone, like their hair is so thin and prickly that it fucking gives me hives. I don't know. Like I need like Italian hair. Like with that like texture and curve.
Question. Are you a Knight Rider?
A Knight Rider?
Do you bang black eyes?
I never have.
You never? What?
What?
Sorry,
really?
Fresh. Sorry, Fresh.
Hold on.
Sorry. You're so
Fresh, are you telling me?
Crashed.
Sorry,
you've
Fresh.
Never had a black guy?
No.
Is it by choice? You just.
No. Yeah, I just don't get around like that.
No. It's not we get around. I'm just saying. No Kanye and Kim?
No.
Power couple?
I'm open to it.
Oh, okay. There you go. There's a secret.
Hold on. Your whole 25 years of life.
Shout out to Link.
You've never experienced the chocolate?
No.
We got to change that. What the?
Okay, once you go black, you never go what?
That's true, man.
Black.
All right.
Okay, we got some
go.
More.
Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco. Tell Kat to hit the Don DeMarco button. Kat, the guys want to know the size matter. Also, how many guys actually approach you in person. So, first, we'll do the Don DeMarco for you.
Oh, this is
Don
special.
Don DeMarco.
So, it's this button right here.
This one?
Yep.
Don DeMarco, the legendary Don DeMarco button
legendary.
Hit again by a guest. Thank you for that. And then the next question is, does size matter?
Yes.
Okay. What? I'll take
I don't like too big though.
Okay. What's too big for you?
Like probably over 7.
Are you sure you haven't banged the black guy? Okay. No, I'm just kidding. And then the last one. What was the last one?
No. Yeah. Two more.
No, but he had another question and Don DeMarco.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Chat, it's already gone. The chat going crazy right now.
Damn it.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think. You just asked me it.
Don't worry.
Oh.
All right. So, also, how many guys actually approach you in person?
Oh, yeah. How many guys approach you in person?
All right. I really just don't want this to sound like I'm a fucking hothead, but a lot.
Yeah.
A fucking lot. Where it's literally like I'll be walking or looking at something and someone's just like, wow, you're so beautiful. And then I turn around and the guy's like, wow, you're so beautiful.
Is this in Jersey
and
or
I'm just
in
like,
everywhere, right?
I'm
everywhere.
Like, did you just hear? But it's been like, I've been here a week and that's been like unruly.
Yo, every girl that comes to Miami says that same thing.
Every restaurant I went to, the server was like begging me to come back. Like, there was this one server, Simon, at Poppy Steak. That was just, like, feeling my
guys,
leg up.
Guys, what do I always say?
Simon and Poppy
feeling
Steak?
My leg up, talking about my tattoos, like,
the server?
Eyes, like,
the server?
The server.
Wait, did he give you a free meal?
Staring in my eyes. He's like, I never forget
so
a pretty
the server
face.
Still your leg. Okay.
But hold on, cat. Let's be real here. Come on. I got to hold you accountable a little bit. You wouldn't be touching your leg like that if you weren't flirting with him. Come
facts.
On.
I mean, I'm just a nice person.
Yeah, get out of here. Come on, man.
I like to have
conversations.
Hold on.
And I like to smile. And I think when I'm, like, invested in the conversation smiling, people are like, she's
on. Fresh. Hold on. Chat.
Hold
on.
I'm just
hold on. Yeah, real quick. I got to say this, right? Cat is so nice, right, that you will mistake it for flirting. You don't understand.
No, but.
Like, the whole night, bro. Niggas was like, yo, she's talking to me. Oh, shit, I got a chance. I'm just like, nigga, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, I walked up to the bar to go find the promoter.
I saw that.
And then this one guy's just like, did you come over here for me? And then I walk over to the promoter, and he's like, did you come over here for me?
So, guys, I just want to say this real quick. You guys think we're capping when we tell you guys that girls live life on.
That was easy.
Like, yo, it's just like anywhere they go, just a bunch of penises getting, you know, dudes all chasing right after them. It's like, bruh, you guys, this is a girl's life, man. They just get a bunch of attention all fucking day. So how are you going to set yourself apart? You got to be higher value,
yeah,
which we right teach you in our high value course, all where right, you right can basically get the, you know, you could get your game up,
yep,
learn how to pull attractive women because,
yep,
let's keep it real. She already told you her requirements, $200,000 a year. I want a guy this height, good shape, whatever. With our course, guys, we teach you how to get more attractive women to want to deal
guys,
with you, bro, because they have high standards.
My friend answered.
Sitting at home, playing Xbox all day, wanting a 9 or 10 bad chick,
ain't gonna happen.
Is never going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
And never, ever complain about money. Like, I had this guy come up to it. I was sitting at the fountain,
yep,
the Fountain,
yep,
Blue.
Uh-huh.
This guy comes up. He's just like, we're chartering a boat. I was just like, wow, so cool. And then he's just like, yeah, we went here the other day, but it was super expensive. I was like,
cool.
Like,
guys,
sorry.
What do we tell you on this podcast?
Yo,
don't
leave with
your
wallet,
man.
Don't do it.
Don't be cheap.
When you lead with your wallet, guys, it's, yeah. It, right. Basically, what you're telling the girl is, I
have no value other than,
except for my money.
Money.
And, yeah, bro. And then it's also going to make you a trick. When if a girl's a vulture, if you come in leading with your wallet, what's going to happen is she's going to finesse you for a couple dates at the steakhouse. You're going to spend a couple $100. And she's not going to fuck you.
Hold on, real
so
quick. Super
we got,
chat.
We got another super
so
chat.
If I lose a chat, just...
No, it's fine. We'll hit him right now.
Go.
Ray Lamont, does she use two hands or no hands when giving a BJ?
I can do both.
Bam, bam.
Boom.
Next.
Both.
All right.
Okay, King Life. That late night text. Yeah, I know. This dude is punching the air right now. Facts.
Okay.
Up in New Jersey. Okay.
What?
My vag smells like
clam
chowder.
Powder.
Blessings to
the panel.
Yo, these guys have the craziest names. It's hilarious.
Okay, right, there you go.
King Life, what tattoos you got?
What tattoos you got?
I have a piece on my shin.
You got to talk to the mic, baby.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead
bad with that. I have a piece on my shin. I have a piece on my thigh. I have a quote going down my spine. I got this in Thailand. It's an elephant.
Okay.
I have a girl on my back that I got from Thailand, and then I have Sakyan on my back that I got in Thailand.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and
cool.
None of the tattoos are visible.
I have this. It says Benny Vitavici.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
There you go.
All right, you're not
cool
Italian at all. I'm just kidding. Like every girl from Jersey has like some kind
so,
of Latin on her.
Yeah, that's true.
So Kevin responded, right?
He did. Kevin responded.
What did he say?
What did he say? No, take the phone from her, bro. She got racist. Oh, yeah. Here we go, guys. What do I always tell you? Men and women cannot be platonic friends, bro. Here we go. Tap the screen, Fresh. Tap the phone on the mirror screen. Yep, there you go, bang. I feel set up. Not 100% sure what to respond to a hey, I'm horny right now at 2 a.m. on Monday. I feel like I'm being set up. See, but he wants to smash. He just doesn't want to feel stupid.
Yeah, yeah, and he would feel stupid. But I took him to my beach house, just him and I, for a whole week, and like literally like.
He didn't try to smash you?
No, we sleep in different beds. There's absolutely no attraction on either side.
She gave him a chance.
I'm sure he would just fuck me to say that he fucked me because I've grown up with him. But, like, that attraction, I don't think he's thinking of when he's hanging out with me.
Real talk. Because I'm noticing something about you. You might not like it, but I've been observing. I've been watching you very closely. Not that way. But from listening to what you've been saying. So you've been friends with this guy for a while, right? And he's never made an attempt to try to hook up with you?
No.
Do you have a lot of female friends?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I have more guy friends.
Yeah, more guy friends. Okay. So why don't you hang out with girls? Just out of curiosity.
A lot of girls are catty. All they talk is gossip. I'm just always looking for a good time. I don't like being felt like, I don't know. Like you can't trust a girl.
Yeah.
Things are just different. Guys are just so much more laid back.
Okay.
Oh, he's calling me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, pick it up.
Hello?
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, why?
That was just very out of the ordinary. And I was like, you know what? Maybe there's a red flag. Maybe I should call her. Maybe she needs like help getting out of the situation.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure, sure.
I'm back in Jersey. I just really want to fuck.
I did not expect that at all. Yeah, sure. You want to come over?
I'm kind of speechless right now.
You're what? I mean, so am I. That's why I literally, I was like, I feel like I'm being set up. And I was like,
I'm blushing.
Wait, actual situation.
I'm hot right now.
Did you like just get back?
Yeah, I landed yesterday.
Yesterday, as in like what? Like last night?
Yeah, but I was unpacking all night.
Man, how the fuck are you still up?
My sleep schedule is all messed up.
Yeah, you're gonna be fucked for the next couple of days for sure. But
yeah, literally. All right, I'll text you. I'll be over in a bit.
Bye.
Yo! Yo! We called that nigga! Stop the money! Yo! Yo! Yo!
Yo!
Yo!
Yo!
Yo!
See?
Yo, Dr. Margo, man.
See?
Oh,
yo, I think we capping, right? Yo, let me say.
Girls and guys cannot be friends because one.
Now,
okay. Okay. You can tell him now.
All right. Fine. Yeah. Cat.
Can I call him?
Hey.
Call him.
You know what? All right.
You know what? She deserves.
I'm gonna FaceTime.
DJ Fabo.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Why?
Don't fit. Just.
If you tell him, he's getting tight.
No, he won't.
He won't.
He'd laugh at all.
No.
I guess he would though.
No, you got tight.
You know him more better than us.
How did I do though? Was that?
That was amazing.
That was perfect.
That was like, yo, real talk. That was funny as fuck. Cause he was like. Yeah. Are you back? Come over
DJ,
right now.
You said you wanted the man, but if you chat, King Life, shout out to King
this
Life.
This is legendary.
We are reading it.
Freaking gold. Yo.
If we miss any chat.
Yo, I'm not going to lie.
Is that water for me?
Yeah. Yo, cat.
Thank you.
Is not my favorite cat. Fuck you, other cat.
Fuck you, cat.
This right, is my cat right now because she's awesome.
You're replaced.
Okay.
Yo, all I got to say is we are the number one fucking podcast in the Manosphere. We're the number one podcast in Miami. We're just the fucking number one podcast. All the haters, you guys know we are number one.
Also, Kat, don't worry. Just don't tell him about any of it.
Like, I'm going to call him.
He's going to get mad.
No. Just, hey.
Let's continue the show.
No.
He's literally jumping in the shower right now.
Just
you
say,
know he's jumping in the shower
just,
right now.
Just tell him, hey, I'm just fucking with you. I'm in Miami still.
You gotta tell him.
No, I have to because I feel bad. I don't want him to be getting ready for me. We live 2 minutes away, so like he knows he'll be over in a minute if I was serious.
Wow.
The boys are fresh fit undefeated.
Now he's gonna be knocking on my window.
Damn.
Hey, Hey, Kat, did I not tell you men and women can't be friends?
But see, Kat, this is what happens, right? You have a lot of guy friends, but guess what? They're not your friends.
They're
they
not
just
your
want
friend,
to
man.
Smash.
They're not your friends.
Fuck you,
friends.
Fake guys.
No,
I thought you just wanted me as a friend in the kindness of my heart.
No.
Kindness of your heart.
No, man. No, this is a cold world, baby.
It's a cold world.
You know
world.
What I'm saying?
You know but, what? Whatever. Just don't pull a move on me. Just
Jacob Stout, $2. Starting the fun for the man's casket.
Cat, just tell him that, hey, listen, you know,
oh,
like.
Oh, man.
So
anyway,
some shit. Yeah,
so anyway, with that said, guys, like the stream, guys. We got 542
you know
live viewers.
To me, it's even better.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can FaceTime him. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
This is gonna be funny,
I'm
guys.
Shower.
You put it on her. Put it on her, Chris.
Cat. Oh shit.
He's in the fucking shower. He's shaving his balls right now. Too bad he doesn't know I like hair.
Oh, you like hair?
Dude's probably half butt right now. Dumb boy 309.
Wow. Okay, if he calls back, look, all good. If he doesn't,
yeah. Myron is a Spartan, Fresh is an assassin. I'm telling you right now. Fresh would crush your dreams. And
girls
hope.
Do not understand how much guys just right. want
to I'm
crush.
About to have tears in my eyes.
All right, I got two more questions for you. Before you cry, I got two more questions. Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Okay, all right, you're a real G for that. And then favorite sex position?
Lying on my stomach.
Okay, that's a first. That's a first. Fresh, what have we been getting? I think we're keeping a tally. It's been doggy style number one, and then a close second is side to side.
Side to side.
You're the first one to stay on your stomach.
Yeah, laying on my stomach, it just hits right.
Okay.
Hands under my head.
Okay.
I'll take that all day.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a first.
It's 049. Y'all the real goat. RP, truth revealed.
Yeah,
unveiled.
Guys, we tell you guys all the time, men and women can't be platonic friends. So for any of you idiots out there that a girl is your platonic friend, bro, stop hanging out with her. Okay.
Wait,
stop lying to yourself.
Sushi man, $5. I'm
yeah, but you know,
guy.
I have some girls. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
I have some girlfriends that were platonic, but like, if we were drunk, I'd fuck.
But doesn't matter. It doesn't work the same way.
Kevin, I love you. I'm.
Dog out for you, cat.
I was like, I have to tell him he's jumping in the shower right now, shaving his balls.
I was freaking out. I literally took my dog out, and I was like. I thought I was being a good friend, and now I regret it.
I'm on a podcast right now. They want to talk to you. It was basically about whether or not a girl and a guy could be platonic friends, and I brought you up because we went to my beach house, and I was just like, there's no attraction there. Like, we could just smoke and chill and talk, and there's nothing there. We're super platonic. And they were like, all right, text him right now and ask him if he wants to fuck. You fucking failed me. Fucked up.
So I failed.
Yeah.
Sorry to let you down.
All right.
Chat.
Say hi.
I mean, what do you expect?
Oh, chat. He's
out.
He has no shirt on the chat.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yo, Chris.
Oh.
Chris. This is definitely going on Patreon,
yo,
guys.
Yo,
this will not stay on YouTube.
He was like, yo, I failed you. My master.
I felt.
Oh, my God.
Chat.
He legit was like.
This
oh,
is
oh,
unscripted
no.
right now. It's unscripted.
I wanted to play this real
it's
so
just
bad.
Unscripted.
He just.
Chat.
He goes,
I feel Brisk Man right now. I feel for him.
Ew.
Yeah,
he goes.
We've all
he
been
said
through
he took his dog out. Baja, man.
No.
Oh.
No, but this is what he goes.
Let the dogs out. Me. I'm about to get pussy. It's like, nah, bro.
Yo, he was naked. His dog was out. He was ready to go.
Stupid.
He said, I totally lied about the dog was in the shower shaving my balls.
Wow.
Yo, I feel like he's Dexter. You niggas seen the show Dexter's
wow.
Laboratory? I failed you.
Wait, hold on. Chat.
No.
Two men,
no.
$5. I'm a friendly guy, but if my hot friend asks me to smash, I'm giving her
the
KO.
KO 10.
And then we have a not.
We had a big super chat earlier.
Yeah, here we go.
Yo, the sea bear. Poetry in motion for
the
that.
The sea bear.
Ball.
There we go. Poetry in motion.
$100
super chat.
Yo.
Hashtag case in point.
That is legendary in person facts. And this is why when me and Myron speak, it's from the heart.
Yo, guys, we have 573 watching right now and only 285 likes.
Come on, guys.
Like
come
video.
On,
like
guys.
Video,
guys, this content is super underrated.
And this is going on Patreon.
Yeah.
This is not staying on YouTube. This is not safe for YouTube. Go ahead.
CJ, $5. Sorry, Fresh. Please bring a non-Western foreign girl on the podcast. Ask the same questions and ask about a game in their country.
A non-Western foreign girl? Bro, CJ, girls are the same no matter where you go, bro.
Everywhere you go, bro.
Different hardware?
$5.
I've been to Colombia. I've been to Venezuela. I'm telling you, bro. They're all the same,
yo,
bro.
And the Colombian, like, yo, listen. The thing is, with the Colombian girls, they get you. What they do is they just be like, oh, papi, whatever. And the next thing you know, you're spending $100 here, $1,000 there. Then it's like, gotcha, bitch. And then the next thing you know, you're fucking giving up. You're giving up all your freedom, and you're giving her a green card. And then she's going to really divorce you and kill you, bro.
Yo,
so
put it one in the chat if you vibe with Cat right now.
Yeah.
No. Hold on. You know what? Better yet, go follow Kat on Instagram right now.
Follow her.
Show her some love, fellas.
Show her some support.
Show her some love.
She's losing all her friends right now.
I'm about to put her Instagram in the chat because you know what? I fuck with Kat.
Yeah. For real. Dang. Guys, not a lot of people would keep it real like
okay,
that.
Okay, see, now I'm going to be the first black person in your life. Now I'm going
to
lie to you.
No, Fresh wants to try.
I have to come back to Miami.
There you go. No. And then he could be your first Arab.
Are you Arab?
I can't disclose my race on the internet. It would get me in trouble.
I can't really see you anyway.
There you go. I'm blind. You're blind anyway, so it's all good. We wouldn't work anyway. Realistically, you're 5 feet. Dude, I have to put, three pillows under your knees for it to work.
Yeah, but that's cute. No, you don't think that's cute in a girl?
It's kind of annoying when I do it with short girls and I have to do that.
Okay.
It's because if I'm doing doggy, but you don't even do doggy. You do the...
Yeah, I'm not a doggy girl. Honestly, doggy's painful for me.
So, right?
Fair enough. Lamont,
tomorrow, you can't handle me.
You know he whacked off to her. Okay. Cass platonic boyfriend. I met best friend. 2 books. Someone made an account just for that. I'm just a friend, non-sexually attracted to her.
My whole life's a lie.
Yo.
Listen, you're going to learn so much on this show because we keep it real here. You feel me?
Our Fresh and Fit fam are actually loving
Yo, guys, I put Cass' Instagram in the chat. It's a kid.
Guys, don't send a dick pics or anything.
Kitty.
Keep it
K-I-T-T-Y.
Oh,
she said send a dick pics. Okay, cool.
Send a dick pics.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
No, too late.
Too late.
I don't read my messages anyway, so if you're DMing me, I'm sorry.
Hey, she's right.
Advice for avoiding situations like that. Guys, put the camera on me, Chris.
Cool.
Gentlemen. This is why you never accept it when a girl tells you, let's just be friends. If a girl tells you, let's just be friends, or I don't see you like that, or I don't want to ruin our thing,
don't pretend.
You simply tell her, no problem, but I don't have female friends, and you walk away. Because here's the thing, guys. Men and women, we're not designed to be friends. At the end of the day, one party's always going to want to fuck the other, and 9 out of 10 times, it's the guy who wants to fuck the girl. So, and if you guys want to get out the friend zone, you know I'm going to give you guys some free game real fast, okay? This is how you get out the friend zone. You stop talking to her, okay? Cut it cold turkey. Start improving your life. Get in better shape. Make more money. Become more successful. At the next get-together, whether it's a reunion, a party of a mutual friend,
bar.
Or a bar, whatever it is, you make sure you're fucking looking good. You show up, and you have a girl by her arm. Go ahead and let her come up to you and say, girl. Oh, my God, I haven't seen you forever. She's going to see you with a bad chick. She's going to see that you leveled up with your money and your game, everything
bad
like
chicks.
That. And then, bam, you know what's going to happen? Anxiety. Why? FOMO, fear of missing out. I had him in my cusp. I had him, and he got better. Now he has another girl. And then she's going to start to, finally respect you, and then now she's going to probably like you. Okay, guys? That's how you get out the friend zone. I'll keep it real with you guys. It's a waste of fucking time. I wouldn't do all that shit for a
girl. Like the chase.
Bam. There you go. Cat's telling you.
And honestly, right, guys? Whenever you're a girl's friend, you're lying to yourself, and most of all, you're lying to her. Because what's happening there, right?
Thanks.
Like you just saw. He was playing a game, right?
The long game.
Until we flipped the switch. And guess what happened? He got caught in the game. Now, up until then, I'm pretty sure you had no idea he was like that. And now you understand what he really wanted. So, guys, don't pretend. Just be a real G. Be an alpha. Be the real
you. Say what you want, man.
And go after what you want.
Just
say what
you want.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Girls,
like,
that shit.
Like, guys, you just gotta do it, man.
Oh,
you can't
shit.
Be scared.
Oh, okay. Red Pill Mike.
Ready?
There we go. We earned
$100 super chat, bro.
Okay.
Let me put on my reading glasses here.
All right, go ahead, read it.
Myron, read it.
You guys just created the most real moment on any podcast in YouTube history. All women know that men and women can be friends, but prefer to stay in denial in order to optimize any platonic friendship.
I'm saying
this to their advantage.
Yo, Myron.
Yeah. Hold on. I can't see the bottom there, Chris.
It says,
you guys just slayed the BP. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you,
Red Pill Mike in the house.
I'm thinking, no, on the ear.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're clipping it.
Uh-huh.
World Star.
Yeah.
World Star?
Clip it.
World Star?
World Star what?
Hip-hop.
Life is a lie.
Life is a lie?
Yeah.
We'll discuss after.
Matrix. Blue Pill, Red Pill. What would you take?
Blue.
Why blue?
Take red.
Red. Do it again.
See. Matrix. I'm Morpheus. I'm a bit darker though, but fuck that shit. Blue pill or red pill?
Red pill.
See, like you. See? There you go.
It's the right answer.
That's the right answer. Who we are.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Ricky Webster giving you some support, Kat?
Kat, you rock.
Thanks, Ricky.
Nothing like a true female, awesome, live platonic friend scenario, French toast, props too. Guys, if you guys like that, we had another one that I think was funny as well. We had our friend Cher. She was on the show. Yeah. And she really thought this guy was her friend, bro. Like, for real, friend. Like, oh, we were out of time. You know, she's an older woman, you know, 35, but she still looks good.
Yeah.
And she called the guy. She said, hey, what are you doing? I'm horny. And literally, within a second, where you at? And then he sent her a voice message right after. Yo, you could come through the crib right now, blah, blah, blah.
He was already texting her.
He was, bro, red. I'm telling you guys,
halfway through the send.
Yo.
Like, how does that happen?
Do not be a girl's friend, guys. Don't do it, okay? Any other questions before we wrap this thing up?
So, Kat.
Yep.
Do you have any questions for us?
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that honor before giving us.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I wish I was thinking of a question to ask you guys.
Yeah, she's just been like,
okay, anything
like
you
so want to
right? Anything you want to know about what guys want from a girl?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to ask, actually.
Okay.
Is what do you guys like to look for in a girl? I feel like there's always two spectrums. Like, it's either you have like that like kind of bimbo girl that's just like eye candy, like, or you have someone that's going to be a power couple for you.
That's very true.
What do you prefer?
I'll let Myron go first.
No, you can go first.
Okay.
So, I'm just like, oh.
So I look for a chick, right, that one, is attractive. Two, isn't annoying. And by annoying, I mean, for example, where's time for me? Where's my time? I'm an entrepreneur. We're business people here. We're always working, creating content, giving value. So I can't always be there for you. But I will make time. It's annoying when you don't understand that and we're not on the same page. And then number three is, for example, like, how to put this in a nice way.
Say it rude.
I don't want to argue. Like, I don't want to come over slaying the dragons and have to argue about, like, basic shit. Like, you feel me? So just those three things there, I would say, is what I look for. And, yeah, she can be a bimbo at McDonald's. I don't care. Once it's not like a headache. You get me?
Yeah.
So there you go.
What are your turnoffs?
She's asking you, what are your turnoffs?
Oh, turnoffs?
Same thing.
Super chat?
No, the same thing you said.
Yeah, so basically, like, just annoying. That doesn't understand that I'm working on building a legacy here. And then, you know, just not ambitious herself, because then it's like, she'll never understand, like, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's for example, I have chicks where, like, they just want to party all the time, and I get it, but I'm trying to make money, make bank, travel, live life. Like, it's just, it doesn't match. So, it's, you know, just shit like that. Man.
Okay.
What do you look for in a woman?
Okay, this is going to be controversial. But she can't have an opinion. She's got to be quiet at all times. No, I'm just kidding. Now, real talk, my thing is this. Compliance. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say, let's do this, or we're going to do that, whatever, I don't want no fucking back talk, no, I'm dragging the pit. It's like, nah. Like, that doesn't work with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, men lead, women follow. Like, sure, if you say, I like sushi, then I'm going to take that into consideration and pick a sushi spot that I like. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, your girl only – your girl's got to respect you first. Once she respects you, then she's going to follow you. Once she follows you, that's when a woman falls in love with you, when she really is deferring to your authority. That's the way women love. It is what it is. If they don't respect you first, there's no foundation, ain't going to work. So the only way she's going to do that is you got to keep your value high and she's got to follow your lead. But like I say, the only way a girl's going to submit is if she sees you as her best option. So you got to always stay on your game, stay in shape, you know, keep your teeth nice and clean, not be a dirty fuck. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself shaved up and everything else like that. So, yeah.
The teeth thing is so important.
Yeah, it's very important. Yeah. You can tell a lot about a person's class. Guys, you know what? Pro tip. I'll give you guys a little class session right now. You could tell into someone's hygienic style by their teeth alone. If their teeth are dirty, I'm telling you, I bet my left testicle, they're fucking dirty. Okay?
Absolutely.
Because your teeth are the one thing that when you're drunk or you're tired or whatever, what does everyone forget to do? Brush their teeth. So if someone's teeth are clean, they're a clean person, because that takes the most detail to put the aesthetics into.
Teeth and cologne,
bam.
Those two things are needed.
Yep.
Super chat real quick. We got Cameron Barden says, moment of silence for him. Y'all couldn't have scripted this show any better. The best and the realest late night podcast out in the atmosphere.
We didn't script any of this, guy.
That was,
I mean,
real.
Like, this.
That was real.
What podcast
talk
has girls on, you know, on podcasts besides us?
Yeah, that are like not annoying, you know. Yeah. And well, if they're annoying, I just kick them out. But that's another story.
okay.
I'll tell you guys a story with the Rolo kick out another day.
Last thoughts, fellas.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kat, where can it be? Did you have another question for us, or?
No, that's about it.
That was it?
Okay,
cool.
Where can people find you?
She's like, I'm scarred. I'm going home now.
Bye, guys.
All right. Where can people find you, Kat?
Kitty Correo. Instagram at Kitty Correo.
K-I-T-T-Y.
C-O-R-R-A-O.
Okay.
K-I-T-T-Y-C-O-R-R-A-O.
Cool.
Yo, we got to have her back, man. She's cool people.
Yeah.
Thanks.
If you end up getting stuck and can't fly to Jersey, come back for tomorrow. We're going to have Kiki Clout in the house, guys.
Yes.
All right, Kiki Clout will be in here.
Maybe I should change my flight now.
Do it now. I got you.
Should I see what I got open?
Yeah, sure.
Do it.
There you go.
All right. We might have another show with Kiki Clout and with Kat.
Guys, we just dropped the High Value Academy course,
yes.
Guys. This is going to go through how to be fit from Myron Games, of course.
Yep.
How to network and meet mm-hmm. high-class individuals like myself.
Yep.
Also be a high-value man. And
how to be attractive, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, let me tell you something, okay? Real fast, man. Like, it's no mistake that, you know, we have, you know, the lovely Kat here doing an interview with us. Like, guys, we know how to network. We know how to move and shake. We, you know, we put ourselves in certain circles with certain people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just attractive traits, you know what I'm saying, that make you makes you magnetic, makes people want to come and deal with you and hang out.
Yep.
So, guys, we've had a bunch of – we just started our YouTube in October, right, with the podcast. We've had a bunch of blue-check athletes, right? We've had celebrities come in here. We've had rappers, international stars come in and do our podcast.
Yep.
Why, guys? Well, we have the social proof, and then people want to deal with us, and we have good social skills, guys. So this is a trait that you can learn that will push you on in life and make you attract a lot of guys. Say, how do I get the girl? How do I get the girl? Guys, when you want to get attractive women, you need to not only have your looks on point, but you also have to have your social status on point, networking skills on point, a good mouthpiece, etc. Because the most attractive girls, guys, want far more than just money or your looks. You got to have game and the status to follow it, guys. So we're going to teach you everything. If you want to date fat chicks, cool. Just get like a regular dating system. But if you want to get hot girls, you got to learn the whole system. What are you going to say?
What you gotta say?
Just take care of yourself. Take care of your mind, body, soul.
Bam,
be a good person. Make some money.
Yep.
There you go.
Because, guys, you heard it from Kat. We didn't even ask her, what does she want in a man? And she listed out all her things, which we teach you exactly in a high-value course, guys.
But, yeah, guys, this video is going to be on Patreon.
Yes.
So get on the Patreon.
Patreon.com/FreshFit.
$50 a year.
Yep.
And, this was a great show.
So don't worry, your friend will never see the video.
No?
No, he won't see it. Unless you want to show it to him, but
yeah,
he's got to pay though.
Are you guys going to give me it?
No. Anyway, guys, we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Yo, hold on. Yo,
bye, guys.
Yo, follow Myron, Unplug Fit, follow me, Fresh Prince CEO.
And then Kitty Correo.
Kitty Correo.
Correo. And we'll see if we have her back tomorrow with Kiki Correo.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know.
All right, fellas, hope you enjoyed it. Peace.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
You can send them a link.
So it's like Twitch.
It's like an OnlyFans for OnlyFans, but no like nudity.
Oh,
yeah. Specifically for like YouTubers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That have like exclusive content.
That was a good show.
Yo,
no, that was a really good show.
Fucking amazing, yo.
I can't believe that.
That was. We told you, man. We keep it real here. That's what the yellow like. And that's what some folks are.
We keep it real.
You know? Cat.